Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
One of the major difficulties that people have in this world is stress. The anxiety of everyday living causes stress. And stress has interesting effects on the physical body. Basically, it constricts, so it makes your vessels smaller that pass blood and brings about high blood pressure and has lots of other effects on you. The body reacts to stimulus very similarly to the outside world. When a storm brews and goes through the neighborhood, well, a lot of different things happen. Sometimes trees go down, sometimes electricity goes out, but there are absolutely effects on your physical comfort and your physical well-being from the storm that comes through your neighborhood. Well, our lives have storms that come through them, and they create various difficulties for us. And in the same way that a strong wind, can knock a tree down, one of these storms in our lives can make us react other than we do under normal, calm situations. So the dilemma for man is, how does man de-stress? How does man react to all these difficult situations and not get the anxiety that comes with so many of them? And anxiety is something you can feel in your being. It'll tingle from your toes to your head. It'll make you uncomfortable. Sometimes it makes it hard to breathe. Sometimes it makes it hard to focus. It can totally put you in a state of discomfort and fear. We believe in faith, but in these moments of anxiety, faith is further from most people than it is when things are calm. It's easier to believe when everything is going according to plan. When all of a sudden the plans are awry and the situations seem out of control, a certain kind of panic sets in, a certain kind of chaos sets in. And within this panic and chaos, comfort is rare to find. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Mecca on his way to Medina, when the Quraysh in Mecca, that's the name of the tribe that he was from, found he was missing, went chasing him. And the Prophet was with a man called Abu Bakr. And they were traveling through the desert. And Abu Bakr was constantly aware of the fact that they were being pursued and their lives were in danger. And there was a certain amount of trepidation that Abu Bakr was showing each step of the way. And the Prophet said to him, when the two of us are traveling with a third party, the Lord, there's no need for fear and there's no need for trepidation. And for those of you who don't know the story already, Abu Bakr found a cave. They went into the cave. Spiders spun a web in the door of the cave so that people who saw the opening to the cave would assume no one went through there because the spider webs existed and the Prophet was hidden until he could move on further. When we face worldly difficulties and have situations in the world that we believe are insurmountable, it means that we, individually, are incapable of figuring out solutions to our dilemmas. But what we don't know is God's solutions to these dilemmas, and that God has solutions that are not within the purview of our consciousness, and that God's solutions can make everything right in the blink of an instant. Yet we are unaware of this. And it's this being unaware of God's solution that gives us the fear and the anxiety. Now, we may not be shown the solution until it occurs. But what will keep us in a state that's anxiety-free? And that's called faith and certitude and a very, very strong belief system that God will not abandon us and that God will find a solution for our dilemma. Now, there is hadith that says that trust in God, but also tie your camel. And this doesn't mean tie your camel to find the solution. It means trust in God while you're tying your camel. In other words, never stop trusting in God and do everything that you think you can do to further the situation. But always understand that it's the trust in God that's going to resolve the situation. And it's in God's hands the resolution to the situation. So there is an obligation on us to do what we can, and God will do the rest. Abu Bakr had to go into the cave before the spiders could come and put the spider web in the opening of the cave. If Abu Bakr had not taken the step of going into the cave, that solution that came about couldn't have happened. So he did something actively. So we should do the best that we can. But while we're doing it, we shouldn't assume that we ourselves are going to bring about the solution to our dilemma. We should understand that Allah is the one who resolves dilemmas, and Allah is the one who brings solutions. We do as much as we can, and Allah does the rest. This matter of faith, and this matter of faith combined with our own action is the way we're supposed to go through this world. You don't sit still and wait for God to resolve your problems. You do what you can, and God interplays and assists and resolves. And if you have that faith, and if you have the certitude that God is going to come and take care of whatever dilemma that you have is, then the anxiety and fear that's corrosive to your being begins to fade away, because your trust is so great that fear dissipates. The effect that faith has on people has been proven scientifically over and over and over. In the medical field, there's something called the placebo effect. People are put, when they test medicines, people are put into various groups to see if the medicines have any real effect. And part of the group takes the medicine, part of the group takes a sugar pill. Both think that they are getting the medicine. In many of these tests, the people getting the sugar pill get well in the same percentages than the people actually taking the pills. Why? Because they believe that they will become well. And if you did some research on this and studied this, you would see over and over and over again that when people strongly believe something because of outside influences, because of doctors telling them, things will occur in their bodies that there's no medical explanation for, other than the fact that the body has certain capabilities that are still unknown to medical science. And these capabilities are capable of curing situations in people when their faith is strong enough to believe that it can happen. And there's not just one or two of these stories. There's hundreds and thousands of these stories. So, what does that tell us about our worldly situation? If we can be cured physically from from difficulties and from diseases just by believing that we can be cured, why can't we be cured from worldly difficulties and worldly traumas just by believing that the situations will resolve themselves? Now, when I say just by believing, I don't mean just by believing. I mean by believing with every bit of our being. And this is not such an easy thing to do, to create a belief system inside of ourselves that tells us that God is with us, God has not abandoned us, God is always looking out for our best interest, God will always take care of us, is something that's difficult for many people to do. They're so used to having to do everything on their own and thinking that their own effort is what's going to accomplish things by itself, that this part of their belief system is gone. Well, whether it's gone or not in ourselves, we have to reestablish it. We have to establish faith within ourselves. And we have to establish faith in a very strong, decisive, determined, real way. We have to establish faith as if we believed that God was always with us, as if wherever we went, God sees us, as if wherever we go, we are with Him and He is with us. So not only do we have to be in the situation where we believe that He doesn't abandon us, we have to have a belief system where we don't abandon Him. So we can never give up our faith in Him. We can never give up our belief in Him. We should always know that the situations will be resolved as per His will. And we have to be accepting of what happens. If we can combine all of these things together, then we become different. Then the storms that we go through in our life don't have the effect on us that people who have no faith have. Don't have the effect on us that they have on people without faith. People without faith think they're fighting this world by themselves. We're not. We have the assist of our Lord with us in all our trials and all our tribulations. Allah, God, is always with us as long as we allow Him to be with us. And when we abandon Him, we become left on our own. So we can't abandon God. He doesn't abandon us. So our belief system has to be strong enough to constantly believe that He is with us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Psalms are a constant reminder that we walk through this world with God. The Hadith, the stories of the Prophet, are constant reminders that he walked with God and those who were close to him because of his influence understood that they walked with God. The stories of the prophets are constant reminders of true faith in God and the miracles that occur when that true faith exists. And the word miracle means that things occur in a way that are not necessarily what men would consider the ordinary course of things. Some intervention happened. Something happened that forced things to go in another direction that was totally unexpected or wouldn't usually occur. Well, if we believe that God's power can do anything and that God can rectify any situation and that His will is the most supreme actor in the world, then we realize that life with God is different than life without God. And for us to truly maximize our potential, maximize who we are, and bring ourselves to the truth, we have to live a life with God. And this doesn't mean just for a moment during the day. This doesn't mean just for prayer times. This means that as we walk through our life, we must be conscious that God is there with us. We must sustain a certain level of God consciousness in what we do. God has to be at the forefront of our thought patterns. He has to be at the forefront of our intentions. He has to be at the forefront of our inclinations. He has to be what influences our actions. We have to be cognizant that He is with us and that He sees us, and we will not do things that are violative of His will. When we can walk through our life in this way, we have altered who we are and we have changed who we are. As we become closer to God, more conscious of God, and adhere to His will, we become closer to reality. We become closer to the truth. We become closer to Him. How does one become close to God? By becoming like God. One doesn't become close to God by becoming like Satan. One doesn't become close to God by carrying hatred. One doesn't become close to God by being an avenging angel. One doesn't become close to God by taking on things He's held for Himself. One becomes close to God by surrendering to Him and allowing Him to be that which directs our path and directs our way. And then things will be smoothed out and things will be taken care of. We have all had moments in our lives that were dark and seemed unresolvable. And then out of nowhere, they dissipated and went away, and everything was fine. Everything is fine. Everything is perfect. We need to be able to see perfection. All our difficulties will be resolved. All our doubts will be wiped away. All our fears will be taken from us. And Allah's light and His grace and His effulgence will fill us with the faith that He is real, and we will touch His reality. Haq is the Arabic word for reality, and it means God's reality, as opposed to the illusory world which so many people believe in. We live in between these two worlds. We live in this world of illusion that is a temporary manifestation that we exist in for a short period of time, yet so many people treat it as if that's all there is. And the fluctuations within this world become the fluctuations that are our lives. How many people have either crisis or relief depending on what goes on in the political realm around them? How many people have crisis or relief depending on their financial station? How many people are subject to all the whims and fancies and vagaries of the things that dissipate in this world? Can we stand clear of all this? Can we walk in a protected shell that doesn't allow the illusory nature of the world to affect us and to eat at us? This is done through faith. And it's done through working as best as you can to resolve your situation. But also, at the same time, always depending on God to be our assist. Always knowing that we don't walk alone. The Prophet said, When you walk with God, there is nothing to fear. Do we walk with God? And if we don't, what do we need to do so that we do walk with God? If we feel a distance between ourselves and God, we have to acknowledge that verbally. God, I feel far from you. I need to feel closer to you. Bring me closer to you. We need to establish a dialogue with our Creator until we bring him close to us. And then that dialogue becomes even closer and closer and closer. We, in order to be saved from the chaos of illusion, have to hold on to the reality that is our Lord. May he make it easy for us. May he bring us close to him. May he take us in his hand. May he guide us, bless us, and protect each of us. Amin. Amin. Ya Rabbi Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.